folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. Back in December, Avast and AVG's Firefox extensions were removed from the Mozilla Web Store 12 hours after Mozilla announced new store policies that put these extensions in a breach of compliance. This was due to Avast and AVG's collection of user data, such as a country code, a browser type and version, and a lot more. Each of these extensions do ask if you want to opt into them gathering information of non-identifying data that they claim to be anonymized. This data would be aggregated if opted in, or discarded if not. But more details emerged last week about how Avast is actually using this opt-in data. In a joint investigation by Motherboard and PC Magazine, details were publicized showing how Avast, the company that owns the antivirus software called AVG, has been tracking information on what users do online, including what sites are clicked on, what they buy on a certain online store, and what users were searching for through Google, for example. All of the data was shared with an Avast subsidiary called Jumpshot, who would then sell that data to clients. Avast claimed that this data was, again, anonymized. Now, according to the investigation, this anonymized data could be traced back to an individual user. Avast states that they have more than 435 million active users per month, and Jumpshot collected this data on 100 million individual devices, be them PCs, tablets, or phones, and sold this data to big brands and e-commerce providers such as Home Depot, Google, Microsoft, Pepsi, and McKinsey. None of the data is connected to an IP address, email, or name, but they are reassigned a unique identifier with the device ID, and that continues to stay the same as long as they have an Avast product installed on that device. So for example, if a user is clicking around an e-commerce website on a device with a unique device ID, that e-commerce website could be a client of Jumpshot. And they could easily track down who that device ID matched up to because they would also know what they were clicking on, if they bought anything from the online store, and what time it happened at. The information from Jumpshot could be matched up with information from e-commerce websites that they already had on hand to de-anonymize the data. The device ID could be used to find out what that user was doing outside of just their own e-commerce website by looking at all the other data points that Jumpshot had collected. Now, that e-commerce client of Jumpshot knows exactly who you are, along with what you do on the web when not shopping on their own website. That's creepy. Some have argued that Avast is offering a free antivirus product, and the data collection is an optional checkmark upon install that does require opting in. The company told PC Magazine, quote, "Users have always had the ability to opt out of sharing data with Jumpshot. As of July 2019, we had already begun implementing an explicit opt-in choice for all new downloads of our antivirus, and we are now also prompting our existing free users to make an explicit choice, process which will be completed in February of 2020," the company said. The opt-in includes a green "I agree" button or a blue "no thanks" button, and that blue button is against a blue background of the same exact color. They also don't inform users that the data could be retained for up to 3 years, but they do say that it's de-identified and aggregated and that Jumpshot could sell the data to customers. I would like to comment that any data collected could be cross-compiled with other collections from Jumpshot competitors, creating a much wider net of data points that could eventually be linked back to a user again. The opt-in as well on the website is very vague, and the green button uses human psychology to make a person think that that's the right button to click. The public scrutiny of Avast alerted Senator Ron Wyden to tweet that he is looking into this, and eventually Avast publicly stated that they are shutting down Jumpshot effective immediately. A message from the CEO of Avast states that they have decided to terminate the Jumpshot data collection and wind down Jumpshot's operations with immediate effect. He also mentions that the brand is committed to 100% compliance with GDPR. Avast will also be buying back a percentage of stake from other stakeholders in the company. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a monthly hangout, an audio RSS feed, and Discord access. Thank you so much to the team at Daily Tech News Show, and I will see you next time.